Good Monday. This is Ozarks at Large, and this is KUAF's Winter Fundraiser Week. And we are reminding you just a couple of minutes at a time about the service that we provide you for a cost that you determine. Already on the show, we've heard from Dr. Jose Romero about the future of vaccine distribution in Arkansas and from the reporters behind a deep dive into the challenges facing Arkansas hospitals right now. Tomorrow, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda examines a new landlord registry in Fayetteville. She'll tell us about the goals, the origins, and more. All year, the reporters at Ozarks at Large have worked diligently to keep you up to date with the newsiest of news years. This kind of commitment takes money for salaries, yes, of course, but for resources, too. KUAF is the modern version of the public square. Listeners come together to learn the latest information about the ever-changing stories around the coronavirus. But unlike what you hear on the street, we check the information we give so you can be sure it's true and it's reliable. And since you're relying on KUAF, now is a good time to support this nonprofit news source. Contributions from listeners like you make KUAF possible. You can contribute right now at supportkuaf.com. And for this season of Giving Fundraiser, we're offering some special gifts to you as a thank you for your donation, including for a gift of $240 or a $20 a month KUAF sustainer gift. You can request a special KUAF Ozarks at Large double CD. It's a collection of 16 interviews and stories from the past 30 years of Ozarks at Large. News, features, interviews. There's Willie Nelson, there's Sam Walton, there's Bill Clinton, and part of the quirky nature of this region. It's a unique collection of history, and you won't find anything like it anywhere else. That double CD of 30 years of Ozarks at Large is yours for a gift of $240 or more, or if you set up a $20 a month sustaining gift. You can make your contribution right now and make that contribution in the amount that best fits you at supportkuaf.com. And thank you. This is a Monday edition of Ozarks at Large. Eureka Springs School of the Arts is the recipient of a $10 million endowment. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently spoke with the executive director of the school about that gift.
We are so incredibly thrilled that after 22 years of so many people working to build the Eureka Springs School of the Arts, we have received a transformational gift, which is a major named legacy endowment, which will benefit the school by supporting our operational costs. This is an endowment established by the Wingate Foundation, benefiting the Eureka Springs School of the Arts, and it has been established with the Arkansas Community Foundation.
Wingate Foundation is a major funder of contemporary craft and visual arts in the U.S., having gifted nearly $900 million to craft schools, museums, and educational facilities.
The endowment, which is being held by the Arkansas Community Foundation, will provide an annual grant for the Eureka Springs School of the Arts in the amount of around $400,000 to support our operating costs.
The Eureka Springs School of the Arts was founded 22 years ago by noted artists Mary Springer and Eleanor Lux and craftsman Doug Stowe, who remain current instructors and board members. The campus is located on a forested ridgetop overlooking the White River, several miles north of Eureka Springs. With previous support from the Wingate Foundation and generous donations, the school features six teaching studios as well as on-campus housing.
This support for our operational costs will give us a firm footing, a firm foundation upon which to stand so that we can continue to grow the school, so we can continue to expand our programming, we can continue to offer even more free and subsidized programming for our community, so that we can focus our fundraising efforts on building new facilities and expanding our campus and raising funding for scholarships. So this really is an incredible gift to us because it also ensures that not only will ESSA still be here after this pandemic starts to pass us by, but that we will be here for generations to come.
Last year, more than 500 students from 50 states attended ESSA, with hundreds more enjoying free events hosted by the school, which offers studio woodworking, blacksmithing, fine arts, pottery, and craft instruction. All ESSA classes since last March have been virtual, but will resume in person as the pandemic eases, McDonough says.
And so we're still out there delivering our mission and planning and preparing to come back stronger and more wonderful and more magical than ever when we can all get together again.
And Windgate's endowment, she says, will enable the Eureka Springs School of the Arts to mature into a national arts mecca on par with blue chip schools such as Penland School of Crafts, Aramont School of Arts and Crafts, and Haystack Mountain School of Crafts. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about the endowment and upcoming classes and events, visit ESSA, that's ESSA, ESSA-art.org.